Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Breich, and this is the Veterans Health Forum, our weekly episode in our transatlantic studio. We have our contributor, Professor Koscheck from Slovenia. Hi, Marco. How are you?
Hello, Florian. Hello, dear listeners. I'm very well, expecting exciting, half an hour, three quarters hour discussion as usual, and I hope that you will join in and that we would somehow produce some interesting program.
This is our first recording on Teams because, as probably everybody knows, there is no more Skype. So in other words, Skype will completely be eliminated on the 5th of May, which is, I believe,
tomorrow.
So this is our new technology now with the Teams, MS Teams. So we hope that it will function. It will be as good as Skype before or even better. So anyway, this is our try. So Marco, we decided that today we'll be talking about supplements.
What's interesting new about topic, I believe.
I believe it's a very interesting topic, particularly after the pandemic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So for our listeners, what's important about the supplements is the chance for the American veterans to receive the same kind of home care to which they are introduced when they take the biomedical program. In other words, we will be calling our VRP, the Veterans Rehabilitation Program, we will be classifying the entire program into two major components. The component number one will be the one which you go first into, which will be on one of the biomedical centers in Europe, in Germany, in Slovenia, in Croatia, where we will go. And that would be the initiation of the rehabilitation program and the original VRP. As part number two, we will go into the home VRP, meaning what will the veteran do after he returns home back in America. So now the supplements will be a very important, valuable component of the home VRP.
Absolutely. Well, I believe that these are, of course, things which somehow do the and assist, or if you want, support whatever you will be received in terms of treatments in let's say in person when you will be visiting spa or center. So it is kind of addition to what you get there to really somehow keep you in a I've said form, in a good shape, and I'm sure that there'll be doctors behind who will advise about the, you know, and prescribe how, in which way to take it. And then of course you can do this on your individual basis, make orders, etc. So basically that's the idea.
Right. So in other words, we cannot obviously continue with the same structure of the veteran rehabilitation program after returning home to America because we do not have biomedical treatments. We do not have those centers in America. So now what we will try to offer to our veterans is if you want to call it a modified, a diminished program for the home care, but at least we can offer them the same kind of supplements they have been, as you said, exposed to or recommended by the doctors in the biomedical centers in Europe. So the major components of the home VRP will be number one, the supplements, as we were talking about, and number two, the balneo paramedic team. In other words, the supporting team of trained paramedics in the biomedical program who will be de facto the coach of that veteran when home in his home program. Later on, as the third component of the program, what we are visualizing is that centers of rehabilitation, veteran rehabilitation centers, could be then established in key locations in America where you have a larger number of veteran veteran population and so on, where we will have, you know, several paramedics living in that area, a larger veteran infrastructure, and then some kind of health centers will be then practically to be developed in that area. So that will be the third component into the home VRP. So again, the three components would be the supplements, the biomedical paramedic professionals, supporting team, and then later on the local centers. So, so then that's why the supplements are so majorly important, because we can start with the supplements right away.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, I think that the process is started to agree and organize everything. Maybe you will be able to say more about this because you are more deeply involved. But I, from my side, what I can follow here on in Slovenia, I see that this is very popular, very, very big demand on these products. People are taking this, of course, also, I would say, under the control of doctors, or at least, as you said, paramedics, people who are experienced, who know what they are talking about. So basically, this is not something that you buy, you know, and just start to take, but you are advised by doctors in the spa centers. Even I would say they would make tests on individual tests to somehow find the state of play of your body, and then after the exercise, be it 2 weeks, 3 weeks time, they will prescribe what is then the best for you to take home and then to start to consume. That's in rough I would say, and in short, some let's say process of taking these.
Yeah, those supplements are extremely important right now, since maybe 3-4 weeks. I'm seeing here in Florida on the TV new supplements developed, I'm assuming developed here, but we know that we are not developing too many supplements in America, possibly coming from somewhere else. Anyway, the advertising goes about the thyroid supplements. And it's interesting, so, because we know medically that the coronavirus was derailing primarily the thyroid and the parathyroid function, which is actually the control house of our body, the hormone, the control of our hormones in the body. And the virus did affect substantially, or does affect also substantially, the regulation of the body. So it's interesting to see how the supplement industry is trying now massively to upgrade itself towards the post-COVID maintenance. And just for the information of our audience, just a couple of interesting informations here coming. In 2024, the Americans spent over $431 billion in medication. Now, that doesn't mean supplements. It means a complete medical, I mean, money paid by the American population for the pharma industry.
Pharma products.
So a big number of volume of that infinite amount of money for $431 billion went into supplements and vitamins. We have to remember that over 73 to 75% of the adult population in America taking one or multiple supplements every day. So what it means here is that we know, and people understand more and more, particularly now with Make America Healthy Again and the activity of our Secretary of Health, Bobby Kennedy, people are way more aware of the fact that our food toxicity is extremely high in America, that we have more chemical depletion. I mean, good chemicals, good minerals and vitamins are completely depleted from our food, that the industry was allowed in the last decades and so on to introduce more and more toxicity in our food chain. So all those things are very popular now, and people understand that in order to maintain our health and to promote the improvement of our health, actually even further than just maintaining, supplements will play a crucial role in the future.
Well, this is absolutely, I mean, almost unbelievable from my understanding of this situation coming from a very small country. But obviously, this is the fact which of course, one should be seriously taking in consideration. Try to prevent that this is not well to such magnitude. But on the other hand, also supplement with some more organic friendly or body friendly, let me put it this way, things to consume rather than the, you know, pure chemistry. And that's probably speaking from the like position situation which we try to assist here in our right. In our program too, you know.
Right. I mean, we understand that the chronic disease in America, as Bobby Kennedy would say, it's of infinite proportions. We know that way over the half of our population has one or the other form of a chronic disease, or multiple chronic disease, a combo pack, if you want to call it like that. So we know that diabetes is prevalent in America. High blood pressure, high cholesterol and everything, it's prevalent in America. We now know about the enormous increase and dramatic increase in autism in America, kids. I mean, we know that in the past, little kids have been put on Lipitor, and in other words, the pharma medicine was allowed to completely go into any kind, and I don't want to politicize anything. This is a non-political program. This is a program dedicated to the wellness of the veterans. So we will try to stay away from the politics. However, it has been a complete derailing of the health policy in America. And now we understand more. We see more of the statistics. For instance, a couple of other little values of the statistic. We are not producing pharmaceuticals in America. President Trump clearly says that we should immediately start reinventing, redeveloping our pharmaceutical industry. In the matter of supplements, 33% of our supplements of vitamins are coming from the EU / Slovenia.
So one third.
One third. A half of one third, so 15%, are coming from Switzerland alone. And the rest of two thirds are coming from countries like China, where you definitely wouldn't even allow to buy yourself pesticides, for that matter, or dog food, if you love your dogs. So the things are coming from China. Some amount come from India, Malaysia, and so on. And President Trump and also Bobby Kennedy are clearly stating that the new era of pharmaceutics in America is starting right now, where all those medicines, supplements, vaccines, vitamins, and everything in pharmaceutics will be manufactured and produced here in America. So what means is that our supplements, so now the audience will ask immediately, well, where would our supplement line come from? Basically from downtown Europe. We will not have in our program anything what does not come and is not approved in Europe.
Absolutely.
Okay. I remember Kennedy saying into one of his meetings that if he's confronted with two boxes of cereals, one manufactured by the same company, one manufactured for export to Europe and one for the internal use in America, domestic use in America, he will automatically grab the one for export to Europe. So in other words, we know that the European quality of supplements and vitamins way by all means exceed the whatever restrictions and regulations we had here in America, and we are moving now into healthier, the word is healthier, pharmaceutics. And our supplements will all come from European countries. We are right now also checking different manufacturers in Switzerland, but basically I would inform our listeners that very much our products will come from Slovenia. Slovenia is considered today number one in pharmaceutics, manufacturing of pharmaceutics in EU. So Marco, they will all be made in Slovenia for ABMI, which is our non-profit organization. You can see the ABMI logo behind Marco and behind me over there. They will possibly be also German. DIG, what you see behind me, the Deutsche Institut für Gesundheitsforschung. We were probably going to have something coming from Germany as well, but basically only from downtown Europe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to go too much in details at this point, but yes, we are I think one of the, I wouldn't say biggest in production, but in quality for sure, because production is let's say kind of family companies which are in this sector, but the response and the market is absolutely grabbing that, and there is a very very good flow of the products which were developed under the supervision of our very good friend Dr. Majic, who is guru at least here in Slovenia on this side, with long years of experience working for, I don't know, 20 and more years in the spas, and I think that he knows what he would really recommend, and I'm sure that maybe in one of the potential programs which we will develop, we can host him and he will directly explain what is about and why this is so important. But also on your side, I know that you were already in contact with producers, so that you are working now on this logistic and formalities, and I hope that really this is, let's say, in the shortest period possible in America then.
Yeah, to add something to what you said, it is inconceivable, it is absolutely impossible to believe that you could have a maximum result with a biomedical program if you are not incorporating also the necessary minerals, the necessary vitamins, the necessary components in form of supplements, because that's what you are taking every day, right? And considering, as we said before, that the raw material for our food, it's so depleted. I mean, everybody realizes that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, everything seemed to be GMO, yeah. Right? In other words, let's have mass production with minimum of call it losses, but in the reality, let's kill everything was good in the food. For our audience, enormous big crisis is now starting to hit the news in America. We are killing all our bees. Because when we introduce pest, it's a new kind of pesticide.
Absolutely.
which is coming on the market, and the bees are, you know, dropping dead, and we are losing. I'm not sure if my recollection is accurate, but over 75 to 80% of our bees has been killed already.
This is very serious figure.
One of the most serious. Consequences of our pharmaceutics. I mean, the chemical industry has to be cartelled. It has to be controlled. It has to be kept in line, because we are talking about global warming, but nobody comes to say, what about our bees?
In Europe, Slovenia is probably the first country which really cares about bees. I think 4 or 5 years ago, even proposed, so you know that all over there always some D-Day for something, you know, and also there was a World Bee Day, which is I think in September. But anyway, our bees here were and are with origin of bees in Europe. So Carnolia, which means Carnolia bee, is one of the autochthonic bees in Europe ever. And we are trying to, and at the moment we are succeeding to protect it. We had several disruptions of this kind you mentioned, where farmers were using inappropriate sprays. But I think that our control now is very strict. And at the moment, I can tell you that we have a campaign here that not just in rural, but also in urban areas, we plant plants which are friendly to bees, where they go. I can't find the English word to, but bees are going on these flowers and these plants, basically, so that that we help them to survive in also towns in urban areas.
Yeah, you know. I mean, for any production of honey, whatever the bee transports to the hive comes from over 10,000 flowers. So, in other words, the numbers are so astronomical. And the point is that what people don't realize is that there will be no cucumbers, there will be no tomatoes, there will
absolutely
be no vegetables,
nothing
without
nothing.
The pollinization
absolutely
of the bees.
That's the problem. That's the
let's
problem.
Think for a minute what they did in China 20, 30 years ago. They were trying, after they killed their bees, because that's what happens. That's why the decoupling from China is so super important for us here in America, because all those kind of things are coming, you know, those kind of crazy stuff is coming from China, as President Trump would say. They killed their bees, and then they went to do hand pollinization. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous, so insulting to the common sense that we probably shouldn't even stop. I mean, we should stop talking about it, because it makes you really upset.
But since we are mentioning this, this is a serious problem, not just in America and China, it also in Europe. And I think we should really be aware that we should act on this side also. Otherwise, we will lose everything what we have in the Mother Nature, you know.
I mean, those kind of so-called Asian pears, right? They were pollinized now by hand, because they don't have bees to do pollinization. The price of one pear came from 30 some cents 20 years ago to over $1.80 now, because it's handmade. Some stupid idiots are going in there dressed all in white and so on, with brushes and painting and putting pollen on the flowers. It's just unbelievable stuff. Anyway,
it is absolutely crazy stuff, and I think that
crazy stuff.
Our listeners will understand what we are talking about, and I think that common sense should work here. That's the point. You know.
And that's the same thing with the general, with everything in our food. we need now to really understand that high toxicity in our daily food is the cause of the chronic disease today, is the cause of so many people who died with the coronavirus. The coronavirus itself did not kill but very few. Majority of the 20 million people worldwide died because their bodies were too weak to withstand the new infection with the virus. Too weak by what? By faulty food, by faulty, by chronic disease. Okay, if somebody had an acute respiratory infection coming from the respiratory virus on top of a chronic respiratory problem or diabetes or any other chronic, major chronic problems, boom, he dropped dead because the body was not capable anymore of fighting the extra infection coming his way. So this is where the VRP, the Veteran Rehabilitation Program, comes into importance. And this is also why our vitamins and minerals and the supplements line are coming to answer also one of the so many questions we have.
I think that it is important to say that beside this, let's say, treatments, supplements and everything, the part of this program is also about educating, informing about, you know, things which are back to let's say, different lifestyle, back to nature, a bit more responsible to dietary, which we are consuming and so forth. So basically, I think that there are several components. And I hope that this will somehow at the end be understood by those who will consume this as a process which must start. And I think that also generations will probably need to pass to completely change it, but still it is important that we start now, you know.
Yeah, back to common sense, right? Back to common
back
sense.
Back to common sense, indeed. That's what I want to say, yeah.
Yeah, because maybe 25 years, 30 years ago, the elimination of common sense started. And it progressed rapidly. And then naturally, in the time of the pandemic and after the pandemic, the common sense was completely, apparently was so badly attacked by the coronavirus, the common sense, I mean, that it went extinct. And people just completely, crashed mentally. I mean, this is what President Trump is calling a total moral bankruptcy. I mean, we completely morally bankrupt ourselves and the society. Yeah. And now our answer to bringing back the common sense is also bringing back the good nutrition, bringing back the control of chronic disease, right? Yeah. And to come back on the role of balneo paramedics. Okay, one of the role of the paramedics will be to educate, to use your expression, to the notion of education. It's extremely important, right? To educate the veterans into how to maintain homely their newfound way to health. I mean, stop eating that stuff, just change to something else, not in the sense of an imperative aggressive lifestyle change. I'm not talking about that. Something which you perceive as necessary yourself. Absolutely. You have to be convinced that what you're doing is the right way to do. And that would be also the paramedic, the balneo paramedic, who will continue educating you into that idea. Take your vitamins, take your supplements, switch from junk food into real food. You know,
that's right.
Learn to bake your own bread. Learn to put honey, good honey, on your toasted bread and so on. Don't go for cheap food. For now we know exactly how the food industry uses high toxic components in our food to make it super tasty, combining salt and sugar, which is absolutely out of this chart, and making so that you get addicted to it. That's not what the good food is about.
Absolutely. A part of this is also the learning process which individual will get when on treatment.
Yes.
Because it's not just about, let's say, special kind of prescriptions or diets or exercises, but part of this is also nutrition. And there are specialized nutritionists who will, on the basis of your, let's say, general stage, and after seeing you, after testing you, prescribe exactly what you need. And I think by this you will learn that, and also in some cases maybe for somebody it could be tough at the beginning, because you change your lifestyle, you know. And this is what I think we should be aware that maybe not everybody will be able to do that, but those who will, I'm sure that will not regret. And I'm again just referring to my personal experience, where you see that people are doing this and they are changing totally. They are turning their lives around, so to speak, you know.
Well, I think it's also the matter of your own perception of your own health, right?
Absolutely.
If you are convinced that something has to change, that the way how you function for so many decades will have to change somehow if you insist to still be healthy, active, and so on. So if your own body is starting talking to you, and you learn to listen to the information what you're getting from inside of your body, then the ability to accept the changes will be evident.
Absolutely.
Okay. And we're not going to be a harmful or painful process, not harmful, painful process, of a process of sacrificing and fighting with your demons and stuff like that. I think that will only happen if you're not 100% convinced. But I mean, for a veteran who enrolls into the veteran rehabilitation program, he will do that not because he's forced to do it, but because he's convinced that this will be another chance for better life.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So now he will be way more willing to accept advice.
Everything
changes.
Happens here in the head, so to speak.
Exactly.
And I think that there is no doctor on this world who could help you more than yourself.
Yes.
You, and it's your responsibility to decide that you want the change. And when you decide this, then the change happens, you know.
Absolutely. Because it's you subscribe to the program willingly.
Yeah.
You look for signs of improvement. And once you discover the signs of improvement, that is an additional pushing forward, an additional motivation into continuing with the program.
Absolutely.
And that is exactly what Professor Resch, one of our colleagues and members in the ABMI, is saying, that the boot camp attitude of going on a VRP, on a veteran rehabilitation program, to a European center, it's only to initiate. It's only to give you the idea of what happens.
Yeah.
You go home and you continue. You come once every year to the center, hopefully even twice a year to the center, into the boot camp, to reboot, to readjust yourself, to reevaluate your success. Right.
Absolutely right. And I think that this, let's say, departure from your own comfort zone is basically the trigger which
Yes.
you do in the let's say spa, wherever, because you are in different environments, surrounded with new people who will become your friends, surrounded with new, I would say, logics which you are not familiar with. So basically you are learning and coming into this, but for the beginning to change this, this is needed. You will probably much more difficult do this at home. So that's why I think, as you said, once or twice a year would be extremely important, at least at the beginning, that you get this routine, that you understand the process, that you understand this, the picture behind which we try to explain in the short minutes here. But yeah, this is what in total is about the wellness veteran program, you know.
Yeah, the motivation is a personal thing.
Yes.
Once you perceive the positive changes in your life, in your health, the motivation grows. So, and that's it. And then you are winning.
And the results are coming. Results are coming means you are more motivated.
Exactly. Marco, we can talk about this for hours and hours and hours. I believe
it was very relaxing, interesting, I would say. But I hope that also this kind of information would motivate our listeners
yes.
to join and to start to communicate where we can supply them with more information and concrete, things which would then means that they could start with this as soon as possible. You know.
Yeah, we can continue the same conversation for another episode. You know, next time.
Gladly.
Yeah, I will thank everybody for the participation in our present episode. I thank you very much, Marco, and I wish you whatever is left of the weekend in Slovenia, because it's
not much here. Yeah,
it is
8 p.m. here, so basically
right.
Tomorrow is a working day after the long week.
Right.
Of some holidays and free days, so basically now back to the, let's say, everyday life.
Okay, so I would say good night to everybody in our audience, and it's our dedication for our veterans in America and for their health and their support. So you have a good night, everybody, and thank you, Marco, again, and we'll see
you
next time.
Thank you, everybody. See you next time. Thank
okay,
you, Florian.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.